A new public service announcement by the state's Emergency Management Division urges you to always know your location in case you have to call 911.
Every second counts in an emergency. If you identify your location when calling 911, help can be sent quicker. Help 911 help you know your location. An important message from your local 911 office and Washington State Emergency Management.
Emergency dispatchers say they often get calls from people who can't describe where they are or how to get there. With 70% of 911 calls coming from cell phones, it's harder for operators to pinpoint the specific location. I'm joined by Marlis Davis, who's the program manager for King County's Enhanced 911 Office. Marlis, thanks for your time.
Sure.
Now, why do you have to know where a person is when they call 911? Can't you see that from their phone?
No. As you stated, 70% of 911 calls now come from cell phones, and we do not get an exact address on those. We only get a general location. So the caller must be able to tell us where they are before we can help them.
So it's different than a landline. You could hone in on a location from a landline, but not a cell phone?
Yes, with landlines, we do get the exact address where the phone is located.
So people might apparently are unaware of this. How often do you get people calling 911 without knowing exactly where they are or exactly enough for you to get to them?
We've done studies in the past that have showed that 25% of cell phone callers do not know where they are. The call receivers are trained and are very good at questioning the callers about what's around them, so they can help to determine where they are.
And what happens when there's confusion over location?
It wastes a lot of time because we don't know where they are, so we cannot send help until we determine the location.
This must be tricky. I mean, you've got people calling you who are probably extremely emotional. Something traumatic may have just happened to them or in front of them. But how do you talk them down to get the facts out?
We have in King County, in our centers, we have a mapping system that has 3D imagery on it, and so the call receivers can see the area that the call might be coming from, and they use that to question the caller about what they're seeing around them.
Now, do 911 operators often get calls where people just hang up right away? Someone calls, but then they hear a click and no one's there?
Yes, we do have. Currently, 5% of cell phone calls are accidentally dialed where someone has sat on or bumped their phone. And that also takes a lot of time because the call receivers need to listen, try and get the attention of the person to determine whether there is an emergency or not. Because we find that a certain percentage of those calls are domestic violence situations. And so it's important to follow up and try and determine if there's an emergency or if this was an accidental call.
So you follow up even if someone does hang up?
Yes. If we can't get their attention or if they hang up on phones that have service, we have the callback number and we call that number back and try and get the attention of the person.
So I guess the takeaway here is if you do call by mistake, stay on the line and say it was a mistake.
That's exactly right.
All right. Now, you were telling us that some people are still pretty clueless about what 911 is for. You actually get calls for people who think that's the number to call for a cab?
Yes, we get all sorts of calls for information. What we try to emphasize is that if you need an emergency response from police, fire, or medics, you should call 911. If you need them to come right now to help you, that's when you call 911. If you don't need immediate help, then you should be calling other non-emergency numbers.
Is it a crime or is it punishable for people who just might call 911 a lot, not because they should, but because they just do it? I mean, can you stop people from doing that and slowing you down from taking the real calls?
Not at this point. We don't have specific laws around that. We try to work with the people to educate them and teach them to use 911 appropriately. In King County, we have a website. It's kingcounty.gov/links-by-zip, where people can put in their zip code, and it will give them a list of non-emergency numbers for their area.
So only use that number in an emergency. Of course, I think that should all be drilled into us. But I guess the additional knowledge we're getting from you today is if you have a cell phone, you also need to pay attention to where you are so you can give the operator information. Otherwise, they're going to walk you through the one step at a time. So give them some information about where you are because they don't know just from the fact that you called.
No, we do not get an exact location on cell phones.
Hey, Marlis, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Marlis Davis, Program Manager for King County's Enhanced 911 Office.